I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Though lessons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 to 10. They read, "During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and, once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, and was designated by God to be high priest in the order of Melchizedek." So our writer is again talking about Jesus and the priesthood and drawing a comparison and a contrast between the two. So he talks about Jesus here, and a rather interesting thing happens. He breaks away from his discussion about the Aaronic and priesthood and Jesus and Melchizedek to say, hey, you know about Jesus? He offered up his prayers with loud cries and tears. That makes him sound very human, doesn't it? Why does he bring this in here? Or perhaps because he's just mentioned Melchizedek. And Melchizedek, we don't have much information about. And perhaps with such scant information, he doesn't seem terribly human. And perhaps his readers might be thinking, well, maybe Jesus wasn't all that human either. And so instead, the writer says, no. He offered up his prayers with loud cries and tears. I imagine he's thinking about Gethsemane there. Mark chapter 14, verses 33 to 36. And he says that Jesus was offering up prayers and petitions. He was appealing to God. The petition is like holding out an olive branch, an appeal to someone. And that's what he needed. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. And the reason he's pointing back to Jesus like this is he says later in verse 9 that he was the source of our eternal salvation. His perfection was to become the perfect sacrifice, the one that we need. Prayer took him there. Prayer refined his thoughts, his purpose, his heart for God, so that he wanted God's purpose in his life. He wrestled to desire what God had as a plan for his life. He was made perfect in the sense of becoming qualified and therefore completely adequate in identification with those he came to save, because he endured our sufferings and temptations. That's Hebrews 2, verse 10. And so he becomes the source. The source is very important, isn't it? If you want to find something, you want to find the purest version of something, you want the source. On my desk, I have an unusual compass. This compass was given to me by a friend of mine who went to Jerusalem. And this compass, which I'm holding in my hand right now, points to Jerusalem. It doesn't point north. It points to Jerusalem. Anywhere you are in the world, you can set it to point to Jerusalem. You'll always know in which direction that is. And in a way, it's pointing towards the source of our faith, in a geographic sense, maybe, back to Israel, back to Jerusalem, the city of David, and the place where Jesus was tried and crucified and resurrected. Now, that's a geographical reference, and I think that, but the Hebrew writer, what he wants to do is he wants to point his people back to Jesus as the source of their salvation. It is not the high priest, it is not the old covenant, it is not the temple, it is not the tabernacle, it is not those sacrifices, it is Jesus. And he became what we need by obedience. He learned obedience through his suffering. Well, that should be an encouragement to us, because it helps us to understand that he can completely identify with our sufferings. He had to learn what it meant to obey through suffering, and we ourselves can learn to obey through suffering. I don't like suffering in my life. I dare say you do not either. Nonetheless, we're going to have some suffering. If we're going to have some suffering, we might as well make something out of it. And I believe that if we look at it with the right perspective, then God is able to use that suffering to perfect us for his purposes, just as he did with Jesus. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 11. Until then, if you want to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. You could email me, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And you can find us in iTunes. If you type in MCCX into the search bar, look in podcasts, you'll find us there. And if you've got time, if you wouldn't mind, put a review up there and some stars. 5 would be my preference, but whatever you like, just put something up there. We'd be grateful. It'll help spread the word. It'll help raise the profile of these podcasts and their message. Well, until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.